said, bring up the child in the way it should go.
The way it should go.
And when it's old, it won't depart from it.
That's right.
And I'm a prime example of that.
Prime.
Jason.
Yes.
I was raised in church and taught right from wrong.
Praise
and
God.
It paid off. Mommy and Daddy sowed the seed within my heart. When I was 20 years of age, the Lord brought conviction to what I knew, the knowledge, and the messages that I heard about heaven and about hell. I'm here today. I am what I am by the grace of God.
Amen.
And I am where I am because of His grace. Amen. He never gave up on me.
Amen.
Can you say, Lord, I'm so glad Thank you never you. Gave up on me. Praise the Lord forever. 1 Peter 5. Well, let's just look at verse 6, 5 and 6. Holy Ghost through Peter said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be what?
Sober.
Be vigilant. Because your adversary, you got an enemy, I've got an enemy. Your adversary, the devil, as a what?
Roaring
lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You may be seated. Children, we've got an enemy this morning. And by God's help, I want to teach today, and I had this last week, the Lord just took it completely in a different route. There's two lions, listen, two lions in the Bible. They are both spiritual. And I'd like to deal this morning about the natural facts of a natural lion, their traits, and how these natural lions operate that portrays us in the spiritual.
Yes.
Now, the Bible said in Revelation 5, that Jesus prevailed and became the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He left the glory world over 2,000 years ago, was born, the Son of God became the Son of Man. And He became God's sacrifice for man's sins. He became a lamb and went to Calvary and died on the cross. They nailed Him on the cross. There hung the bleeding lamb. They put Him in a tomb when He, for 3 days and three nights, He was in the heart of the earth. When the stone was rolled away, Jesus came out of the tomb, come out of the grave with the keys of death and hell in His hands. And He said, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. God's Son became the Son of Man, became the Lamb of God, and now He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He ascended to the right hand of the Father in glory. He's there today as our advocate, our intercessor, and our mediator. He's our go-between. And can I tell you, the Lamb became the Lion, and the Lion is now King. Can you say, I'm glad He's King of all kings, and He's Lord of all lords. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad of that. So, believe me, there's two mighty spiritual lions described in our Bible. They're both very powerful, but one of them is far greater and stronger than the other. Which one will we listen to and obey? One of these lions started off as an angelic being who later became a lying serpent, then a roaring lion. And Peter said he's now the adversary of man, seeking souls that he can devour. Believe me, Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. I brought that out last week. God cast him to the earth and he came down. Listen, believe me, Satan has entered our world with a vendetta.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yes. A revenge against God to wreak havoc, to do everything that he can to turn people against one another, to turn people against God, to split up nations and kingdoms and families and tear down and destroy man that's made in God's image. His goal is to turn us away from God. Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Listen. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now it's come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they, the saints of God, overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Ain't you glad of that? It's the word of God that we use against the enemy.
Yeah.
Bible said, David said, I hide thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
Man.
Hallelujah. How many knows that word has still got life? It still has power in it. Three major temptations against the Son of Man in that wilderness. The devil came to him, and all three instances, Jesus said, it is written. The only way, Brother Jason, that we can overcome in this hour the enemies after every one of us. He is a liar. He is a father of lies. There is no truth in him. He'll deceive you. He is cunning and he is sly. It is by the blood of the Lamb. I thank God when the devil comes around, he sees a sign on my heart, no vacancy. Jesus, the greater one, lives inside of my heart. I'm glad a long time ago, I bowed on my knees under old time Holy Ghost conviction. Hallelujah. And I opened up my heart to God and he came in. I cannot describe it to you how the royal crimson stream of blood washed every one of my sins away. Hallelujah. And Jesus came down inside of my heart. No vacancy, devil. You cannot cross the bloodline. Hey, Lord, raise your little hand and say, Lord, hey, if there's ever a time that I need to stay under the blood, I need to stay behind the shield of blood. Don't ever get one foot out. Oh, no. I stay behind the bloodline and stay in the Word of God. I firmly believe today that if we'll read our Bible and hide that Word in our heart, and we really, really pray and keep Jesus' love and the blood applied, the devil cannot deceive us. He cannot trip us, and he cannot cause us to fall. Hallelujah.
That's right.
It is the law.
Glory to God.
Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Notice this, Brother George. But woe, W-O-E, woe. Woe means
trouble,
misery, suffering, torment, distress, pain, chaos. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down.
Yes.
For the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. His time is running out. Oh God, I want you to know the devil is on the move.
Yes.
He never sits down. He is never still. He's always walking. He's always visiting. He's always running his mouth talking. He sits on your shoulder and he lies to you. He'll take you right out. He'll talk you right out of your faith. He'll take the hope out of your heart if you let him. He'll accuse you to yourself. He'll accuse you to others. He'll accuse you to God. And he does it to separate you from one another. Hallelujah. A lot of people fight battles and they wonder. Listen, when the sons of God presented themselves before the Lord in the days of Job, the Lord looked at Satan. He had an access up to the throne of God. And the Lord said, whence comest thou, Satan? He said, from going up and down in the earth and going to and fro in the earth. And the Lord said unto him, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him? He's a perfect man, and he escheweth evil, and he is righteous. And the devil said to the Lord, yea, out. He said, but the only reason that old Job's really serving you is because you blessed everything. You prospered his hands. He's got all the livestock. He's got 7 sons and 3 daughters. He is rich. He's wealthy. And he's healthy. But if you'll let me at him, I'll cause him to turn his back on you. And I'll cause him to curse you. You know why that trial was allowed? Every one of us, listen, before we ever leave this world, I feel God in here. We're going to be tried as by fire to see whether that we got a heart of integrity or not. If we're really going to serve the Lord, and when the times get bad, and when the ways get rough, will you still go on and hold on to your righteousness? Will you still hold on to your integrity in the time of loss, in the time of pain, in the time of trial? You know what the Lord told that old devil? He said, he's in your hand. He said, but you cannot touch his soul. His soul belongs to me. And I'm telling you, the Lord had enough confidence in Job that he pulled the hedge back and said, I know that man, that he will hold on and he'll serve me. Raise your little hand through it all. Through it all, Jesus. I might not understand my trials and the things that come my way and why that I have to suffer loss and why that the devil hits me this way and that way. But one thing I know, he cannot have my soul. I'm going to hold on. I tell you, heaven's going to be worth every trial. It'll be worth every tear and every heartache, Brother Jason. Yeah. Give him a praise in the house. It'll be worth it all. That's just the devil's added his avenue. He'll accuse you to God.
Amen. Come on.
And when I pray, and when I, if I realize I've messed up or I've come short or I've got faults,
come on,
when I really realize that I need to do better, and I run to God and I said, Lord, have mercy. Jesus, I won't do that no more. If you'll help me, I'll do better. Oh, Lord. Jesus, somehow the blood is applied all over again and the Lord forgets me. Hallelujah. When that devil says, now, Lord, you know what he thought. You know his action. You know, hallelujah, what he did. Jesus said, yeah, but the blood has been applied again, and I forgive. Ain't you glad the Lord forgives us over and over and over?
Lord, yes. Our God. Yeah, your way, Lord.
When we realize our shortcomings,
come on.
We realize that I need to do better, Jesus. I need to do better.
Yes.
I want to do more for you. So not only does the devil accuse us to God, the devil accuses God to us. Mm-hmm. Right here where people turn bitter.
God bless you, Lord. Come on, brother.
Come on.
You know, I'm serving the Lord the best I can.
Come on.
Why did this happen?
That's right.
Come on. What was it? The serpent came up to Eve in that Garden of Eden and said, you won't surely die if you eat of that forbidden fruit. You will not surely die, for God knows when you eat it,
come on,
that you'll be like him. You will know good and evil.
Come on.
What the serpent was telling Eve was, God's holding back on you.
Come on.
God ain't treating you.
Glory be to God.
Come on. God ain't treating you. He's holding things back.
That's right.
He's telling you, you can't do this.
Come on, brother.
He's telling you, you can't do that. You can't go here. You can't go there. He's holding back. Go ahead. It won't hurt you.
That's right. Bless him, Lord.
I'm telling you, he's a liar from the very beginning.
That's right.
Yes.
Jesus said, of him said, the thief, he comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. Not only does he accuse God to us to make God look bad in our trials.
Come on.
Come on. Why? Why, Lord?
Right.
Why am I going through this? Why did this happen? Come on. It won't hurt for you to do this.
Hey, Lord.
You're right. Listen, threefold. He accuses us to ourselves.
That's right.
Never thought of it. Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
How many's ever had times? You know why people don't get closer to the Lord?
Bless
you. Do you know why they don't advance?
Yeah.
Because they feel like they are a failure.
Woo! Right.
They feel like they're unworthy. God don't love me as much as he does the preacher or the teacher or the singer or the musician.
Come on.
I'm a nobody.
Come on.
I don't have much to offer God.
Thank you, Lord. Come on.
And I'm a weak servant.
Bless you, Lord.
Seems like I get knocked down all the time. I'm all the time having to climb back up and brush myself off. I feel like a failure. I feel like I'm no unfit. I feel like I just ain't worthy of God's blessing. I feel like I'll never get anywhere. That's where self-condemnation comes in. You push yourself down. It is, oh Lord, that is a lot of people's problem. God loves you with an everlasting love, and he does forgive you. But if you keep pushing yourself down and say, I ain't worth anything, I'm telling you, it's your self-condemnation. You push yourself down, and the Lord cannot bless you. Faith comes in through confidence in the Lord. I say it, God, with all of my heart, I'm a serving you. And there's just something about that builds confidence in your heart. Raise your hand. The Lord sees me, Brother Jason, when I pray. He knows when I seek him and when I read the word. I tell you what, in my prayers, I'm appealing confidence, and I'm a saying the Lord is good to me.
Thank God.
Jesus us. He's accuser of the brethren. You lying devil.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, brother.
The old lying servant.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Accuses you to yourself. Mm-hmm. Who am I?
Glory to God.
Jesus, God, to you. Look at this. This wouldn't be happening.
Oh, come on, brother.
Lord. Oh, my Savior, I praise you.
Holy blessing God.
Oh, God. And this is where the scripture is. I lay all this for a foundation. Be sober and be vigilant. Be serious minded. Look here. Alert. Watch and pray and be on guard. Because you will get a visit. That enemy will come to you.
That's right.
Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Come on.
That's right, brother.
Oh, man.
You're right.
This has come to me. This happened to yesterday. I was going to go up to Route 60 Music. About that digital recorder, I needed a record for it. I got in that truck. Started up going down the road and what in the world's wrong with this? I only got 20,000 miles on this Tacoma. What is wrong with this? I was going down through there, you know, the end of my road right there where you Route 75 go up through there. And I'd give it the gas and it what on earth is wrong? I reached over and turned the fan completely off on that truck. And still, I pulled up there at Exxon. Went inside right there, got out of there, left my truck door open, popped the hood, looked all in out of there, and I couldn't see nothing. But I did see a sticker on part of the engine there, and the fan was going on in the front of that truck, and it was going just like it was just going back and forth, just like this. I said, that's probably my problem. I'll tear that off when I get to the house. So I get in the truck, close the door, hood and everything. I take right down through there, and I didn't even go a half a mile. On what on earth? That sticker's a doing that. That has to be that sticker. I pulled in there, right there, where that pizza place, Giovanni's, is. Got out, left the truck door open again, popped the hood, and looked in there, and I said, you're coming off our sticker. Did just like his family hit it. And I pulled that sticker off in there. I said, that's it. You know, I was just happy. That's it. Closed the door, got in there, put it in gear. What on earth? And all the time I had AM station on, and it was off the air. So when I would give it the gas, it was something from the towers. I don't know what. I reached over and I pushed that button and turned it off, going. I think sometimes the Lord allows us to see things. I pray all the time. I said, God, give me wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Just teach me, Lord, and show me.
Yeah.
And I felt like Brother Jason, when I got back in that truck, it was like the Lord says, "All everything is not like you always think it is."
Mm-hmm. Amen. You're right.
Right.
I was blaming the fan.
It wasn't the fan.
It wasn't the fan. I was blaming that sticker. It wasn't the sticker's fault. I was the one that had turned that AM station on and left it on, but it was off in the air. It was me and my finger that had turned it on there. Things happen. Ain't it easy for human beings and our human nature to think the worst?
Amen.
And to picture something that really ain't there?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Teaching ground.
Yes.
Teaching ground.
That's right.
Come on. It ain't always like it appears.
Right.
Our minds run 100 different ways, and we try to figure out everything. It's this one's fault. It's that one's fault.
You're right. Come on.
You're right.
It was me.
That's right. Come on.
It was me. Hallelujah. Brother Jason, God will show us things.
He will.
Hallelujah. All right, lay the foundation here. You ready, Brother Payton?
Praise God.
Facts about natural lions. When lions attack, now we're going to tie this in spiritual. This is about the natural lion. In the natural, what do they say for you to do when lions start to attack and approach you? Now notice. It's been told from people who have had this experience and faced a lion, said, you are to face the lion and stand your ground.
Yes. Stand your ground.
You are to raise your arms and wave them over your head back and forth and make yourself look bigger than you appear in the eyes of that lion.
Yes. Oh, God.
Woo! This has been proved. I've read stories. I've heard it. Make yourself look bigger. That you ain't afraid of that lion. Listen. You are to shout like you have never shouted before.
Yeah.
With all of your whole voice. The lion will track back and he'll turn and start to come back at you the second time. And when he does, you are to face him again and continue to stand your ground and wave your arms and shout as loud as you can with all the breath in your lungs. You are to shout and keep shouting loudly and show no fear. Show no fear. They say this has worked many times in the natural. If you show weakness, if you show littleness, and if you turn your back and run in fear, it triggers the predator killing instinct within that lion that he knows you're easy prey then, and he'll come after you. We have a spiritual lion. I said that Peter said that he's an adversary, and I'm telling you, he ain't afraid of me, but he is afraid of the one that lives inside of me. I can do everything. I wish to God that everybody and every child of God and every saint would come through those doors and enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. I'm telling you what prayer will not accomplish. A praise will put him on the run. Raise your little head. I'm not afraid of you, devil. I've got Jesus on the inside. I'm telling you, the devil cannot stand a true worship. worship. Hey, and true praise. Hallelujah. If you will learn how to pray and read the Word of God, hallelujah, praise the Lord and worship Him, it'll send that devil on the flight.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You can't do it until you draw nigh to God. The Bible said, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Ain't that the truth this morning? Come on, Jesus. I'm telling you, I ain't afraid. I'm going to praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Aye, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. David said, morning, evening, and night, three times a day will I call upon thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Bring my petitions and my prayers unto thee three times a day. Almost double. Oh, David said, seven times a day, Lord, will I praise thee. Hallelujah to God. I'm telling you what prayer cannot do. Praise will finish it. This is a natural life. I hope I don't never meet one.
Come on.
Listen now. Lions feed and operate off of fear.
Right.
You turn your back to that thing and you run. It triggers the killing instinct in it. It can't wait. How many's ever seen a cat play with a mouse? Just lets it run about 6-8 foot and just traps it again. Holds it under its paw. It gets a thrill. That cat gets a thrill watching that thing try to get away. It turns its back and it runs.
Oh.
Come on, help me, Lord.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Lions are called the king of the beasts. Male lions can weigh as much as 570 pounds. When these big male lions roar, they roar at such high decibels that they can raise a cloud of dust.
Wow.
Oh, God.
From the frequency down deep in their throat, a reverberating down deep in their throat. When they are near you, their voice literally, they say, shakes the ground. The ground trembles when a lion roars. All the other animals run in terror to hide and take cover. This is concerning the strong natural lion in the wilderness. But what about the spiritual one, the devil? The Bible warns us about, that goes about roaring, seeking whom he may devour. Believe me, you all out there?
Yes.
His voice nowadays, Brother Jason, is heard night and day.
Man.
In the minds of people, instilling fear. Yep. It's sad to say that he is intimidating God's people and filling them with fear, with dread, and with doubt.
Yes.
And I tell us, all me included, don't let him push us and cause us to run.
Amen.
Regardless of your trials, it's time that we face him and stand our ground that God has given us and shout.
Thank you. Bless you, God.
Praise God.
Oh, God. Hey, keep what God's given you. Keep what God's given you.
Amen.
Keep what God's given you.
That's right.
Stay where he put you. Obey what he's given you to do. Hold on to your talent. Hold on to your gift. Keep right on and testify. Don't let the devil steal your song.
That's right.
Hey, Lord, don't let him push you down. Don't let him talk you out that God don't love you. Come on. Raise your little hand right here in the house. I feel the Lord. Don't let him lie to you. He's a roaring. Brother Jason, he's a roaring in this last day. He's a telling you it's over for you. You'll not go any farther. It looks bleak, black, and dark. Hey, Lord, it ain't over. Hey, Lord, stand your ground. Hallelujah, what God has given you, you are important, and the Spirit of God in you is important. I told the Lord yesterday when I was up praying, and I wrote it, I said, Lord, I'd rather have your anointing than anything in the world. I would rather have his presence than anything in the world, even if it breaks me, even if I have trouble. Paul said, I will therefore take pleasure in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Yes, Lord, I'll go on anyway. Hey, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Yes.
Go have your way, Lord.
Just think real of these. Praise God.
Glory to God.
It's real. It's real. It's real.
It's real. Amen.
It's real. This thing will keep you alive. You got to stand your ground.
Stand your ground. Yes.
Don't let anything persuade you any other way. Come on. Come on. Come on. Holy Lord, don't back down. Don't surrender. Don't give in.
Right.
Regardless of your trials, it's time that we face him and stand our ground that God has given us and shout.
Thank you, Lord.
God's praises in faith to the Lord and serve him. It'll drive that enemy away. Satan does not fear you, but he does fear Jesus and the Word of God in your prayer life.
Right.
Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater, greater, greater. Right. Say greater. Greater is Jesus.
Greater,
greater is he.
Oh,
hallelujah. Brother Jason. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Paul wrote to his son in the faith. Paul wrote his son Timothy in a time of very great persecution. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. How many knows that?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Fear is a spirit, Brother Jason. It'll come on you. Hallelujah. You fear the worst. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Jesus the Lamb is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. When mighty lions fight, you all ready for another example?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When lions fight, I want you to know on our part this war that we, the Church of Jesus Christ, are fighting and engaged in. This war is not over, Brother George. It is a battle and it is a fight to the finish. In the natural, two big male lions will fight one another to win a bride. Hallelujah, to win a bride. Two of the biggest males will face off. But female lions always want a leader who is strong and will protect their family. I want the one that's more powerful. That lioness says, I want the biggest and the strongest and the mightiest lion. A male lion's family of females and cubs that he has sired are called his pride. Hence the pride of lions. He will fight to the very death to protect them when another lion is intruding and coming in the territory of his family. I feel the Lord here. Hey, the dominant male that is strongest will always win by nature. Oh, Lord, how many knows that that devil, he interferes and he interjects himself. He sticks his nose where it don't belong. And I want him to know this morning, hallelujah, that the Church of Jesus Christ has been bought and purchased by the blood of the Lamb, and it is built upon the rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the Church of the living God. Woo! Hey, Lord, my Lion of the tribe of Judah is bigger than an adversary.
Amen.
Hey, Lord.
Yes.
Help me. Yes. Have your way, Lord.
Jesus slaps his jaws. Get out of here and leave him alone.
No.
It's not easy sometimes, and I realize that.
Oh, yeah.
You have to do your part. You have to be faithful. You have to be committed. You have to pray. You have to read your word. And I guarantee you, Jesus will not let the adversary overtake you.
Hallelujah be to God.
Man.
Mom.
Listen. Y'all ready?
Woo.
The dominant male that is the strongest always wins. By nature, he marks his territory with his claws. You can tell a lion's power by his scratching.
Shoot.
A big dominant male lion will mark his territory, and there's two favorite places that he loves to mark. He will take his mighty claws and scrape them against a tree. Scrape the bark climbed out it. He leaves his marks in the tree as a witness to the other lion. They also take their powerful claws and swipe into a rock that's in that ground, that's protruding up out of the ground. He takes his claws and he makes his marks in that rock. It's his way of saying, this is my territory. This is my private property. No trespassing, and you are not allowed around here. And he will battle until he defeats and drives the other lion out. Hallelujah to God. What is this a saying? If you will turn it around spiritually, what can you get out of this story about a lion marking a tree and a marking a rock to show the other weaker lion, it's my territory and I've marked it and I'm bigger and greater than you and I'm stronger. Now you get out.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh.
Y'all ready for this?
Yes.
God wants you to know there was a battle that took place on Calvary's rugged hill.
Yeah.
It's the biggest battle that was ever fought in history.
Yeah.
This mighty war took place for you and I and every soul in the human race. Guess who showed up? Satan, the roaring lion, showed up at the cross.
Yeah.
He taunted the Son of God. He mocked him. He mocked the pure and innocent, humble, bleeding lamb that was nailed to a tree. The devil in all of these pomp and pride, Brother Jason, with all of these demons and the minions of hell laughed and jeered at the helpless-looking, suffering lamb. It looked like total defeat, and hell rejoiced, saying, we got you. You've lost this war, Jesus. You're a dying, and all the souls of man is going to belong to us now. But not so fast, devil, Satan. This war is not over. It has just begun. As the mighty lions of nature take their claws and scrape the tree and leave their marks to prove their claim to their territory, Jesus is saying, take another look at Calvary, devil. I left my marks on the tree. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. The nails pierced my hands, and they pierced my feet, and my holy royal blood flowed down the cross and stained it a crimson red. It spells your doom, Satan. The price has been paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. There's salvation now and cleansing for man, woman, boy, and girl. Raise your little hand. Jesus left, hallelujah, on the cross, the marks of his suffering. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God. Take another look at Calvary, devil. Take another look. I bought them with a price, and now they're blown to me.
Yes.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Yes, your Lord.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord, yes.
Y'all ready for some more?
Yes.
Glory.
Jesus is telling the devil, I bore every man's sins in my own body on the tree. It's been scarred. And by my stripes they can now be healed. There's power in the blood, and my people now can overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That's not all, devil. You're going to have to know your authority, and that's the reason the devil has pushed so many people down. They don't have victory because they don't have knowledge. Knowledge is power. You've got to have and know your authority in the Word of God.
Yeah.
Listen, that's not all, Satan. As the lions of nature with their powerful claws swipe into a rock to lead their message of ownership to another lion, the mighty stone that you used, devil, to seal me in the sepulcher has been rolled back and the tomb is now empty.
Yes.
Take another look, devil.
Take another look. Woo!
The grave could not hold me. The grave could not hold me. I came out. I came out. It's over, Satan. I have spoiled principalities and powers. I have triumphed and I've won the war. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. And I now have the keys of hell and of death. And be this known unto you, Satan. My people now have a refuge. I am now the rock of ages on which they stand. The message has been inscribed in the rock. The lamb is now become the lion and the tribe of Judah. And Judah means praise. Hallelujah. We can praise him because he came out of the grave. The grave could not hold him. The devil would like to tell you it's over. We got you sealed in and you'll never get out. Raise your right hand and praise him. It's in the rock. Hey, the witness is in the rock. Hey, Lord, the stone is gone. Jesus is alive.
Amen.
Woo! How many's ever told the Lord before, I need another trip to Calvary, Jesus? Hey, Lord, I need to experience that all over again and bow at the feet of the Son of God and look up into his eyes of mercy and say, I am bought with a price.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Can I finish this?
Bless him, Lord.
The affection of a lion. A man who had a pet lion that he raised from a cub tells about their affection. A pet. He said that if a lion really loves their cubs and really loves the person that raised it, they will rub against you. Not like a little house cat that goes around your leg. When a lion rubs you, it'll bump into you in its strength. Because when they bump into you, they have a scent gland in the back of their throat. And when they bump into you hard enough, it forces the air out of their lungs and the scent gland puts off an oil that is breathed out with their saliva and it goes on whatever they love. It's the lion's way of saying, I own you. I have begotten you. I love you and you're mine. You have my scent on you. How many of you have had a real experience with Jesus in the house?
Yeah.
Have you had a personal contact with him?
Yeah.
When he bumped into you, did he not breathe on you and leave the scent of his presence? Has he breathed on you the Holy Ghost and the seal of his anointing, approving you that he loves you, that you're his very own? And do you know that if he loves you, he will guard you, he'll fight for you, and he'll take care of you. He's already fought to the death to keep your soul out of hell. And now he sits at the right hand of God. Come on, say, I need the Lord to bump into me. I need that sweet Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, that Jesus had. A bump into me, Lord. A bump into me. A bump into me at the altar. And leave the fragrance. Hallelujah, leave your sin upon me. And when the devil comes around, he says, I smell the Lamb of God. I smell the Lord. Hallelujah, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I'm telling you, if he smells a Christ in you, he will lead.
Hey!
Hey! Give him a praise in the house. I need his spirit. Bump into me, Jesus. Hey, Lord, I put the oil of your spirit on me.
Yes.
Jesus will take care of his bride. They are his bride. His bride is his bride.
Yeah.
If the sin of Jesus is on you, the devil smells it and he knows it. Make sure he's on you. Believe me, if you spend enough time with the Lord in his word and prayer, the scent of Christ will be on you.
Yeah.
And the powers of hell will back off, Brother Jason. They'll back off.
Oh.
Lions in the natural will not sire or take care of anything or be the head of any cub that does not belong to them and have his blood in them. Lions know their own cubs from all of the others of the prides in Africa. This lion, he knows who belongs to him, his cubs from any other. Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready? Do you have his spirit and his blood in you? Do you have the witness of the Holy Ghost inside of your heart? If the trumpet sounds and you hear his shout, you hear the Lord's roar, that you'll be called out of here to meet the Lord in the air. One more thing, I'll let you go. Give me one more minute. As the mighty and powerful dominant male lion that weighs, that has over 500 pounds of muscle, teeth, and claws, when that male roars, it's with such high decibels that its voice shakes the ground and raises the dust. Jesus said in John 5:25, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life. To all, hallelujah. Truly the Lamb has become the Lion, and the Lion is now King. We serve a risen Savior that has conquered all. I'm glad I got him in me, and I'm glad I got him on me. I'm glad I know the rock. I'm glad I've been to Calvary's cross. I'm glad that I've been on my knees at the foot of the tree. I'm glad that I belong unto the Lord.
Lord, we thank you, Jesus, and praise you, God.